The Sheikh Hafizullah Ta'ala went on to mention the second issue that I'm going to mention with regards to fulfilling the rights of the children and the rights of the creation and the rights of the Creator. And this is an important affair which all of those rights are built on, which is the correct, authentic knowledge. It is not possible that an individual would fulfill the obligations except that he has the correct knowledge. And the affair of knowledge has been mentioned in many verses in the Quran, encouraging the people to seek it and likewise informing of its merits. From amongst them, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ordered his messenger to say, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ did not seek an increase from Allah Azza wa Jalla the way he sought an increase in the seeking of knowledge. And likewise, the statement of Allah, يَرْفَعَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Verily, Allah raises those who believe from amongst you, and He raises those who have been given knowledge. He raises them in levels. And likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily, those who truly fear Allah from His servants are the scholars. And then he mentioned a long verse where Allah Ta'ala, and I'm just giving the explanation of the verse, where Allah Ta'ala informed the believers that when they teach their dog, their hunting dog, and the dog goes and catches the animal and the likes of that, it's permissible for them to eat. Whereas if they did not teach the dog, and the dog catches the prey, it's not permissible for them to eat. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah that in this ayat is a proof of the merits of knowledge, because Allah Azza wa Jal allowed the individual to eat the prey of the dog who was taught, and Allah did not allow the individual to eat the prey of the dog who was not taught. So this shows you the benefit of knowledge, and this is from the precise understanding of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And then the Shaykh mentioned, and also in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have authentic statements where he informs of the merits of knowledge. From amongst them, the hadith of Muawiyah in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever Allah wants for, he gives them understanding of the religion. Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Sharh Sahih Muslim that this hadith informs you of the merits of knowledge. And this is because knowledge would lead an individual to have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. It would lead an individual to have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, or Allah blamed, Allah Ta'ala blamed the people who did not, or He admonished the people who did not act upon their knowledge. Well, Allah Ta'ala says, لِمَا تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, why do you say that which you do not perform? It is a tremendous crime with Allah that you say that which you yourself do not perform. And the Prophet ﷺ, as is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, he used to always seek refuge in Allah from knowledge that was not beneficial. So we understand that there is beneficial knowledge and there is harmful knowledge. From the harmful knowledge, the knowledge of magic and the likes. And Allah ﷻ described the understanding of magic as a knowledge, but it is knowledge which is beneficial. It is knowledge which is not beneficial, but it is harmful. And likewise, there is knowledge which is beneficial itself, but it becomes harmful because the individual does not act upon it. So it is possible that there is knowledge which is beneficial, but it in fact becomes harmful because the individual does not act upon it. It was mentioned by Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he said, When the believer had good thoughts about Allah, when the believer had possessed good thoughts about Allah, the believer acted in accordance. He acted with good. And when the munafiq had evil thoughts about Allah, the munafiq acted in accordance to his evil thoughts. He acted bad. And likewise, Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, the knowledge of the believer is in his actions, whereas the knowledge of the munafiq is in his statements. Once again, the knowledge of the believer is in his actions, and the knowledge of the hypocrite is in his statements, because he doesn't have actions. And then the Shaykh mentioned, Habibullah Ta'ala, so the beneficial knowledge is the knowledge that will benefit you and save you in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is the knowledge that will benefit you and save you in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Sheikh said, what is the reality of this knowledge? What is the reality? Where is it taken from? What is the source of the knowledge? He said, the source of this knowledge is from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, with the understanding of the pious predecessors.